At first, TxDOT had plans to mandate cities over 50,000 people take control of just under 1,900 miles of roadway statewide. It would take the burden off the state, but according to San Antonio's Intergovernmental Relations Director Jeff Coyle, cities said they didn't want the burden.
Cities universally reacted negatively. Cities from all across the state came to the Transportation Commission at the end of August and said, we cannot accept this as a mandatory, this is an unfunded mandate. You cannot tell us that we are responsible for maintaining what have been state roads for many, many years.
Now, any transfer that would happen would be done voluntarily. TxDOT is offering a one-time $22,000 incentive to cities for each lane mile transferred. But Coyle says so far in no case does the proposed incentive outweigh the cost to the city of maintaining the road. Still, the city is looking at how local control would be beneficial.
We have to really decide if there are any roads that are of such importance redevelopment-wise that that would make sense. But from a pure financial cost-benefit analysis, the cost to the city of assuming responsibility for any of these roads would be much greater than the incentive the state would provide us.
Some of the roads included in the discussion are Austin Highway, Bandera Road, Fredericksburg Road, San Pedro Avenue, Spur 66, the entrance to Toyota, UTSA Boulevard, and WW White Road. At City Hall, Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.